blesses, you know, we're the hands. We are the hands and feet and mouth of Jesus. And these signs follow us. They're going to, you know. The more that we have knowledge, just like you said, but we act on it. You know, we find knowledge, but then we act on it. We act on what we learn. You know, we act on revelation that He gives us, insight, impartation. And that's where the signs, wonders comes from. Because then it's God working with us like it was working with them. You know, it says that signs, wonders, and God working with them, showing signs, wonders, and miracles. You know, it looks like right now, you know, it looks like in the natural, I mean, every pastor that I've talked to, and not a whole lot, but I mean, people just, they'd come up, gone, church, no church, and all that. And I said, well, I've come to the conclusion based on Scripture. How many knows that's where you come get your conclusions? You don't get your conclusion based on statistics and people and all of that. And I always tell them, I say, well, you know, it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But when He comes, we're going to be like Him, because we're going to see Him as He is. We're going to have revelation, progressive revelation of who He is, and then we know who we are because we're in Him. And in Him we breathe, move, the Bible says, and have our being. And we're experiencing more of the Lord. Men, Teresa are experiencing more of the Lord. I'm talking about natural and spiritually. But it's the seekers. See, and the Lord wanted me to go down. I don't reckon I've ever preached on this before, you know, not down these lines. I don't know. But I told Him, I said, you're going to have to help me. Lord, you're going to have to help me. I know a little. I just know a little. See, that's the way you got to be. That's depending on Him. That's the way you got to be. Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about we got to lean on Him. We got to confide in Him. We got to trust in Him. You know, I told them at the men's thing yesterday. Teresa told the story at Sunday school, you know, and she locked out of her truck up there and keys in it and all that stuff. And whenever I found out, I called all the locksmiths. And I'm going to tie this into what I'm going to minister. But called all the locksmiths. And all of them was 2 hours. And I thought, oh, my God, I let her sit up for 2 hours. That might be a full test of her faith, you know, and her love, too. And I thought, I got to be up there quicker than that. You know what I mean, guys? And so I take off. And I get excited because I'm like, glory to God. I am her locksmith. I'm her locksmith. Lucky God, them keys are coming out of there in Jesus' name. And I mean, I got excited. And then I thought, Travis, he said, how you going to get in? I said, I'm not sure yet. I said, but I will get in. Well, my heart, I'm trusting the Lord. Okay? It don't make no difference. I mean, it might seem like stupid and silly, what I'm saying, insignificant, but I'm going to show you how pleasing I was to God. I was pleasing Him. See, works don't please God. There ain't but one thing that I can find in this Bible that pleases God, and it is faith. And it says, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please Him without faith. Your works, your going to church, your all of that stuff, He's pleased with it because that all of that is Sandy loving was her act of faith. That's pleasing to God. Faith will cause you to bear fruit. You know, it'll make you bear fruit. Or not make you, but I mean, when you yield, you get fruit. You get it. And so I'm excited. I can't wait to get to Arab. And I thought, glory to God. You know, I thought, I got the money. I'll deliver her from this. I'll just go right up there and I'll tell her, go on that lot and you pick out what you want, but God, and bless God, this trial's over. Hallelujah. You won't have this trial again. you know. But the more that I'm headed day, Rab, and I'm excited, I'm like, I would not get rid of this trial. I don't know, sir. I will not get rid of this trial. This trial, I like this trial. This one out here has got me fired up. See, what I'm saying here is, see, that's I was pleasing God by trusting in Him to help me get the keys out of that car. The Bible says, if it says without faith, it's impossible to please Him, what about with it? Flip it around. Faith pleases God. It pleases Him. That's why He wasn't pleased with them in the wilderness. That's why He wasn't pleased with them. He's pleased with people of faith. He's not pleased with whining and complaining and excuses and why me, Lord, and all that. He's not pleased with that. He's pleased with faith. He's pleased when we have faith in Him. Well, you know, God worked a miracle. I mean, He caused that heathen. She was a heathen. It was all over her truck. It was all over her face. I mean, He didn't even send a Christian. Maybe not one Christian out of Arab was listening. I don't know. Signs, wonders, and miracles, right? We're going to hear from Him. We're going to follow Him. We're going to do what He said. We're going to pray. We're going to go to Walmart. We're going to do whatever He said. We're going to love the unlovely. We've made a choice. Now you're in faith. That's faith release. When you make a choice based on the Bible, then you've made a choice to walk in faith. And it says the just shall live and walk by faith because of their faith. Faith is not some weird force. Faith is fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of the Spirit. It is the gift of God. And it's in everybody that has been born again. If you are born again, you're faithless. Not born again, you're faithless. As far as this kind of faith. This faith only comes through your trust, your confidence in Jesus. You hear about it. He gives you the faith to believe that unbelievable story and the Bible. And then you, in your heart, see, faith is not of the head. The head will mess you up. Your mind will mess you up. Faith don't come from the head. The Bible says in Romans 10, you confess with your mouth, and does it say believe in your head? No, it says believe in your heart. Right? Faith is not of the head. We have a mind so that we can renew it to this. And then we have a will that we can submit it to Him willingly. Willingly. And when we do that, we're in faith. See, I became pleasing to God. You did the minute that you put your trust in Lord Jesus Christ. You pleased God. You released your faith and you got born again. You pleased God. Because with faith, we're pleasing God. I thought about it this morning. I thought, I'm going to ask there. I believe I please God. I believe I'm pleasing to God. Well, I mean, you're faithful to church. I can come here. And I can be all discouraged about people not coming to church and out of faith, and I'm not pleasing God. Right? You get me? But I come here, no matter who go, no none go with me, I bless God, I'm going to follow. Hallelujah. Now I'm pleasing Him. The other way, well, I could pastor good if everybody come to church. That's not pleasing. Just because I'm at church, that's not what pleases God. Works don't please Him. I'm going to give you scripture. Don't be concerned. But I thought about it this morning. I thought I ought to have everybody in the church that believes they are pleasing to God raise their hand, but I really don't want to know the answer. Because a lot of people, they don't fast like they ought to. They don't go to church like they ought to. You know, they don't give when God says, and they feel that God is displeased with them, and that's not so. That's not so. God so loved the world, right? While we were yet sinners, right? That don't change God's love. Our works don't change God's love. Now, I'm not saying, you know, this morning that we don't have works, because if it's like this, if God can keep me in faith, then I will move on into works. I will work. I'll serve Him. I'll die for Him. I'll sacrifice for Him. I will sacrifice for His people. Faith does it. Faith. And that's pleasing to God, see. But works, the Bible says that we wasn't saved by works, don't it? Don't it say that we were saved by grace? How? Through faith? He said, not that of your own, not with works, lest any man should boast. Well, works didn't get nobody saved. Well, we can't over here serve God with works. We serve God with faith. And then the works comes. You see, we got to make sure. And when you're in faith, see, God wants you to know this morning, if you're believing Him for your finances, He's pleasing. You're pleasing to Him. If you're believing Him to prosper you, you're pleasing to Him. If you're believing Him to save your family, you're pleasing. That's what pleases Him. It pleases Him. And I'm going to show you what happens to these kind of people in the Bible. See, how many knows God can be pleased? He's pleased with us this morning. He's pleased with you this morning. You got up and went to the house of God. Why? Why? Why'd you go? Because you love God, right? Because you love Him, and you know that's part of your service to Him. That's part of your sacrifices you make to Him. Praise the Lord. Because He loved you, because He delivered you, because He's touched you, because He's worked things out for you. You've seen His mighty hand in your life, and you serve Him because you know He loves you. I know that God loves me. I know, and because He loves me, it makes me want to love Him. You know, when I feel loved by Him, I'm like, oh, He's satisfied. He's pleased with me, praise God. Then it makes me say, God, help me. Help me to come on up so that I'm like You, Lord, so that I'm up there, God, where I can release these fruits of the Spirit like Brad was talking about. But signs, wonders, and miracles don't happen begging God. We're not beggars. We are not. We don't have to beg God to heal us. We don't have to beg God to meet our needs. He said, Paul said, but my God will supply all of your need, right? Well, it ain't changed. Ain't none of that changed. Now I got to go in there and I got to say, bless God, my God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. What am I doing? I'm releasing my faith, right? And that's pleasing to God. When you're believing Him to bless you and increase you. And people, you know, they got upset at me before preaching. You don't need to preach that prosperity stuff. I would tell them, well, I got to quit preaching Jesus. Because you were dead, now you're alive. Is that prosperity or not? Right? I got to quit preaching Jesus. Because I can't find Him decreasing nobody. I can't find Him not healing nobody. I can't find Him not supplying their tax needs, His own and Peter's, right? I can't find in there. But I find in there when the Lord spoke to somebody, Jesus, Paul, Moses, Abraham, when He spoke to them, then they went and built the ark, right? When He spoke to them, that was faith speaking. That was, God is, He's full of faith. He believes what He says. And then he says, as God is, so are we, right? The Bible says, as God is, so are we in this world. Now, I'm believing that God is going to bring revelation that is just going to bring revolution that we've never seen like never before in our greatest times of sin and experiencing God in churches and jails and wherever we was at. But this is going to surpass it all, because there is coming a end time harvest. And right now, for the last several years, Satan has tried to wear out the saints, wear out the ministers, wear out the prophets, wear them out. Just wear them out. But they, son, you can't burn out because they're in faith. Faith is a shield. The Bible says, take in the shield of faith. See, now faith is the motivating force that motivates normal, common people like us, that is in us, that supernatural force to go into the enemy's camp. To see the promises of God and not have them in our life and say, bless God, all the promises of God are in Him, yes and amen. And say, that's mine. We're believing for a new building. What y'all gonna do? Get 8 jobs? Because I think big. And I don't worry. I'm thinking it's gonna cost $20,000 to get this one gone, or $30,000, just to get it gone. And then I'm thinking high. And I'm thinking sanctuary to the back. And people's like, how many you got going? What does that matter? What does that matter? What does that matter? That don't matter. You don't see in the natural faith. Faith says, I mean, I'm like, y'all gonna have to sit on the ground for too long around here. That brush guy's a little weird. No, I'm like God. Right? God looks down into the darkness. And he says, light be, right? He speaks it. Sends the Holy Spirit down here. Well, how many knows he sent him in us? He is in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in me and you. Now, we got to renew our mind to that. And we got to acknowledge that. And when we do that, we're releasing faith and you're pleasing God. There's only one thing that I can find in this Bible that pleases God, and that's faith. I mean, and that's simple and easy for me, right? I mean, that makes it easy, right? That makes it easy. Teresa's acting up. She don't. I'm just giving you a little scenario. She's sweet. But God, she's sweet as a cherry pie filled with good stuff on top of it. Now, sometimes I speak by faith, Brad. I call those things that be are, that are not, as though they are, right? Ain't that what God does? We're not to call things the way that they are and expect to have God's provision in it. You can't call yourself sick when God says you're healed. Because the Bible says the mouth will speak the abundance of the heart. So you got to get the word in your heart. We didn't read it. Put that up there, Romans, before I get on down in too far here. Romans 10. Yeah. For with the head, this is the King James. This ain't even broke down yet. For with the heart, how you going to get that word in your heart? How you going to get it? Reading it. Faith comes by hearing. See, I didn't tell Jesus. The day I got saved, I just heard my brothers that got on my nerves, and I told them, look, I'm liable to shoot y'all if you don't leave me alone about this Jesus stuff. Because I was into drugs and stuff, selling drugs. And I'm like, I can't go to church and sell marijuana. And this is the way I'm making money. This is the way I'm going to get wealthy. See, Satan taking me down that road, see. But see, my wealth was in Proverbs. 10:22. My wealth was in Proverbs. Your wealth is in Proverbs. You know, some of you don't even know what it says. That's a problem. Why? It's hard to believe in your heart if you ain't heard. Right? It's hard to believe it. But I got in there and I thought, woo, Jesus, I ain't got to work. I mean, this don't say J&H. That's where I worked that time driving the truck. I said, this don't say J&H going to make Scotty rich. And then people say, there he is on that money again. Well, just don't worry about it. You won't be bothered by it. You won't be bothered one bit by it. But I'm telling you, if you want God to prosper you, and you want God to make your life better financially, if you want all your bills paid abundantly above, and you got plenty left, if you want to come to the place to where you can say glory to God, if my wife needs a truck, I pay cash or quit borrowing. I'll just go get it, just tell her go pick it. If you want that, if you want God to bring you to a wealthy place, Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, see, you got to believe that, and that pleases God. Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, it is He, God, that gives you the power to obtain wealth that He might establish His covenant. Right? Well, we can't build this church broke. It's going to cost, I don't know. I've not got that far. It's probably like 1 point or something. We got to be millionaires right here in Bluntsville, right? We must be millionaires to build a building debt-free. Right? I'm not going to go to the bank and say, well, we're doing this by faith, bank. You just hand us the money and we don't make payments and we don't borrow. Why, they would call the police department. We got a lunatic down here. And he says he's a pastor down there. And he's wanting us to give him $1.4 million to build a building that God said. They ain't going to listen to that. No, but we release our faith. Oh, glory to God. How's it going to come? Through you. Through me, right? He said, charge those that are rich. That's you. That's you, brother. Not to be high-minded. Right? Not to let the car change you, right? Oh boy, Sandy, moving on up. I'm moving on up. Put your nose up when you come into church. Look at me. Boy, I'm driving the best car. She didn't do that. She had a reverence for God. And she says, God, see, all that's not insignificant. She didn't have any, she'd have wanted a BMW, he'd give it to her. Because her heart is not going to be moved by stuff. So he can give her stuff. He can increase her. But he said, be willing to distribute. Don't be high-minded. Charge them that are rich. I mean, they were kind of shocked when Jesus said, it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man. I mean, that choked a bunch of them up. They're like, oh my God, we can't go. Why? They wasn't broke. They was not broke. But he went on. He says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, he said, all things are possible. Right? Why was he telling him? See, when he'd ask these questions, why was he telling them, charge them that are rich? Why was Paul telling him, charge them that are rich? Because we're rich. We needed that Bible. We needed it. Had a lady tell me one time, she said, I'm not just on money here. Your marriage needs to be rich. Right? Love your wife as Christ so loved the church. You'll get rich there. There's wealth in that. Why? Because when you start doing it, you're believing God. Why? Because He said it. That pleases God. Wives, submit yourself to your... I wouldn't have a man telling me what to do. You can't submit to a man down here. You can't submit to God. Come on, somebody. See, I had to release my faith, you know, to submit to authority because I didn't like authority. The Lord told me, He said, if you're going to be an authority, what He was talking about at that time, I was saying, use me, God. I want to be used, God. See, if you're a Christian, you want to be used. If you've been born again, you want to be used. But now you override that with your head a lot of times and he'll just back off and let you leave you alone. He'll back off and leave you alone. But if you'll go after that that's working in you, He said it's Him that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasures. It pleases God for us to be used by Him. When we're in faith, He uses us. Well, you know, I mean, people have said, Scotty, he's just that prosperity preacher. I'm only like Jesus. What'd He do? Curse everybody? Right? He told all of them, a lot of them that was healed, He said, be it done unto you according to what? Your faith. Faith got them healed, bruh. Faith got them healed. And you go, put that Monty got this started in me yesterday. Put the Hebrews up there. Hebrews 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Impossible. Me whining about my vehicles. Can't please God. And I'm going to show you, you don't get no results. I'm going to show you He is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. He rewards faith. He don't reward anything. He don't reward unbelief. He don't reward fear. He don't reward none of it. He don't reward pride, prideful and arrogant, you know. Somebody told me the other day, I go to church to get, last week. You hear a lot of Christians say this. I don't want to miss nothing. I said, it's not about what you can get. I said, you supply. I said, you supply. I said, you got to get past the get to supply. But no, they don't want to do that because now it puts a demand on them. Puts a demand. Believe God when your car's tore up. Right? I borrowed vehicles to go to work. Why? I'm getting a reward Friday. Right? And it's going to cut off my reward Friday. If I don't get there. So I call everybody and Aunt Susie and Uncle Bill and all of them. I don't care what y'all think. I need a ride to work. Back before I got saved, I might steal your car. You come out, where's it at? Scotty went to work. Nobody robbing me. Then we get over here in the kingdom and we're like, I mean, we just get like dish rags. We get over here and we're like, oh, we can't. Nope, we got our bag of excuses why we ain't going to walk in faith because faith pleases God and God rewards faith. God gets me a car. I want the will of God, right? That's faith. When you want the will of God, you are in faith. When you desire the will of God, you're delighting yourself in Him. What do you say will happen when you do that? Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, right? Go, 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 and He'll bring it to pass. Commit your ways. What is the way? God said, why? He told Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the people to get up and move. Right? Got to get out of your living room, all y'all Facebookers. You ain't pleasing God. You're not in faith. You're not in faith. You might be born again, but you ain't exercising a lick of faith this morning. You're sitting at home and you're watching it replaced your serving God. You cannot serve Jesus at home. Period. No, I love the Lord. I didn't say nothing about loving the Lord. I said you cannot follow Jesus, serve Him at home. Why? You ain't tithing. You ain't having to work out. This bunch right here, all of us has had 8 million opportunities to be mad at each other and quit several different times. Right? But faith works by what? Right? So we chose to not be babies. We chose, bless God, I don't like your attitude. This has never happened, Johnny. I mean, I don't, Johnny's got a funny laugh. Hear him? Do it again. See? Travis smacks. That gets on my nerves. Smack, knee, plop, 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 poof. I have to roll down the window to keep from bouncing off of the windows. What is wrong with y'all? Are y'all afraid I'm going? I mean, you afraid to say stuff like that? That you are bothered by stuff, but you believe God anyhow? I'm still working with you 15 years later. Right? Why? Because I'm not a baby. See, them babies cry and whine. They're not in faith, not pleasing to God, and they get no reward, Brad. I'm telling you right now, He don't reward anything but faith. And we don't work our... I don't come to church and makes me right with God. I mean, He put this gift in my life. I'm responsible for this gift. Pastoring, the anointing. I'm responsible to get here on time, get here early, be ready, be prepared, be prayed up. And you are a church goer, you should be up early. Comb, brush your hair, get you some lemonade, wake up, drink you 3 pots of coffee, pray, hallelujah, and pray before you get to church, in part, put your part in. Don't get here at 3 minutes till, that discourages me. You don't want to discourage your pastor, right? He's the one going to lead you to the water. Right? I mean, I'm going to try to hear from God. I'm hearing from God. I'm bringing it here. Pray God. He's feeding us. I told the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, thank you that I am partaking first of this that I'm carrying to the body. Hallelujah. I just receive it. I said, help us to hear, God. Help me to preach. Help me to minister. Lord, I yield myself to you. Let your Holy Spirit minister through me. Well, you're getting stuff. We're getting impartation. See, church service is not like, you know, going and having a class at school. Church service, we come into the presence of Almighty God, and we come into a unified faith and a unified love, and we come into a corporate anointing that you're not going to get, Facebookers, in your living room. I wouldn't go to church there. Well, you better go somewhere. Somebody called me last night, they, you know, want me to buy a lawnmower or something, you know, and I didn't want to even listen to it, you know what I'm saying? But we're Christians. He got done, you know, and I said, well, you need to go to church tomorrow. Now, they don't call me for about 3 months, Brad, because I'm a church. I will choke that thing right down in you. Church. I think everybody need to be in church. I'm not going back down because church ain't like it used to be. I find that Jesus ain't changed. I find the Bible ain't changed. I find the same God that I believed God to get me to church back there, I believe Him now to get me to church, and that was pleasing to God. And God showed up and showed signs, wonders, and miracles for 8 years at different times in my life because I was dedicated to the will of God. I'm not talking about that building up there. That building meant nothing to me, Brad, but it was the will of God in my life, and I knew it was the will of God, and I released my faith to have the will of God. And it got me in trouble a lot of times. Had a deacon one time, he thumped me on the ear. He just thought it was being funny. And I'm just really young in the Lord. And used to, you thump me on the ear, we go into the ground, and I'm going to be on top. And that's the way I thought. My daddy taught me that way. But here I am, and all of a sudden, bam, on my ear. Oh, man, it hurt. I mean, it hurt, and I had this thought, jump up and bust his teeth out. He won't never do nobody like that again. I sat in your church. You didn't know that, did you? That would have been not good, would it? Man, I mean, the church was full, about 200 people in there, 150, man, I don't know. And I mean, it was everything that I could do, you know, and I thought, I'm not going to do it right here. I'm going to wait. I'm not even going to turn around and acknowledge that. I thought, but I'm going to bust him when he comes out that door. I'm going to wait on him, and I'm going to whap. See, I was all carnal, Brad. I'm born again, and I love God, and I believe that love caused me not to do that, that I didn't even know really that I had. I found out later that Romans 5, that it's been put out in my heart by the Holy, poured out in me by the Holy Spirit. That is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. This is proof that you got the Spirit. If you ain't got none of them, you ain't saved yet. I'm going to have an altar call here just a little bit, and you can give your heart to Jesus because you got them in you if you got born again. Okay, I got to read this. But without faith, it is impossible. I didn't ever get him, and I forgave him. The deacon, he become one of my best friends, this deacon. He was just being funny. I mean, he was just, you know. But to me, well, he could thump me on here today, and I just, you wouldn't get that kind of thinking out of me. Why? My mind's been renewed. I think like God. Forgive, right? Quickly. Forgive before they do anything to you. Have your heart set to forgive. I've done forgave about every one of y'all in here. For what? You don't want to know. What does it matter? Don't matter, does it? Had a lady one time, it was actually one of my sisters, she's gone now, and she had a stomping tantrum out on the back there. You hurt my feelings. I mean, she did. I'm not exaggerating. I'm standing there and I said, well, you've hurt mine. What? I said, what does it matter? I forgave you. I said, but you can't do it, can you? I said, you got nothing else to say. Why? Because you're trying to pull me over in that bulldog fight and I'm not going. Right? See, you got to steer clear of that stuff. You got to not let your heart get drug into this stuff because it's after your faith. Because if you don't walk in love, your faith won't work. The Bible says it's energized, right? Galatians 5, 6, whatever it is. It says faith works by love. The faith works on top of the love. And love is a gift. And we've been preaching on that. Love your, honor your mother and father and all that good stuff, you know. That was God. Well, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God, we went to him, right? We went to him through Jesus, right? He said, after that, he must believe that he is, and that he's real, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now I want to read you something. My time's almost up. Y'all sang too long. Diligently. Now I think a lot of times we think we know what a word means. I think that's why Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be rightly dividing. Study. He didn't say read it. Study. Look at it. Pray over it. Ask God what it means. You know? But it said diligently is to, it says to search out. He that comes to God must search out, search him out. It says, search out, investigate, crave, worship, inquire, seek after. He says that the word diligently there means to crave his will, crave his presence. We do. Anyhow, God wants involved in every aspect of our life. Proverbs says, in all of our ways, acknowledge him, right? In our marriage, right? In our relation, in our job changing, right? I told them in the men's meeting yesterday, I said, I'm going to say this, and you're the only one that's going to hear what I'm saying. I said, and I'm only saying it to make a point. I said, they are jobs that I hate in the garage door business. But nobody ever knows it. Because I turned that I don't like into praise. What did he say? diligently. That means to worship, to inquire, to seek after, to search out. Well, how would he want me to react on the knowledge that I have that the Scripture says? That's how I got to react to that job I hate, right? Well, I found out over there that the children of Israel didn't get God's goodness over there because they complained about the way that he was taking them. They complained about where they was at. They complained that they had it made in Egypt. They complained, right? They was two of them, though, Caleb and Joshua, you know, that even went and spied out the land with the other ten. And they came back, and they seen the same things, and because of their fear and unbelief and not being in faith and wouldn't walk in faith and wouldn't walk across the desert trusting God and passing the test as they went, getting ready for the giants that was over in Canaan land, because they wouldn't, all they could see is natural. Giants in there. It is like God said, but, well, we got to have all that out of us. We got to have all those excuses out, and the only way to do that is walk by faith. Walk by faith on your job. Walk by faith in your marriage. Walk by faith with your kids. Walk by faith for those circumstances that are not favorable to you. Stay in faith. Stay in the right spirit. Hallelujah. I have to do it with this church. I've wanted to quit many times because I thought we'd have been full 20 years ago, Brad. And I'm 22 years into it. And we got 7 or 8 here. I'll be here Wednesday. And I'm going to leave here in a good spirit. And I'm going to praise God for the 7. There's more than that here, I'm just saying. Our audience is all over the world. If I ain't got them here, I can praise him for that, right? Find something to praise the Lord about that pleases God. Why? Because you're in faith. Rewarder. Reward. You cannot please God without faith. Faith pleases God. Just like Saturday, I could have took a trailer up there, drug that truck up on a trailer, drug it over there, went through the hardship because I wouldn't acknowledge God and get in faith, but I got in faith, and I mean that those keys were out of there before I got there. I determined they were out of there. I'm a man of God. I am her locksmith. I told her when I got there, I said, I am your locksmith. Did I want to go? Absolutely not. I was loading dirt. It wasn't convenient to me. I was on the tractor. We had a timeline we needed to get done. I didn't need to quit and turn loose. It's going to mess up everything in my thinking, you know. But you know what? I knew this is God. This is your wife. I do that about going to church. I do that about giving, tithing. Some people want God to bless them, don't want to tithe. Well, don't expect it. You don't tithe and God wants you to give. I told God, I said, God, you bring the money in to build that church and I'll pay for it myself. I said, I won't ask nobody for it. Just bring it to me. Now, used to, I'd be like, oh, I'm paying my house off first and I'm going to, you know, I'll buy me a new tractor and boy, I'll get me a nice pontoon. Then if I got anything left, God, I'll build a house. I don't think like that. Why? Because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom. And then all these things will be added. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom. Well, when you're in faith, you're seeking the kingdom. And you're pleasing to God. So I want you to know, if you believe in God for anything, you are pleasing Him. Do them little simple believing stuff. That pleases God. Rewarder, and I'm going to close with this, I looked it up in the Greek. It says it's a wage earner. And I thought about it. I thought, glory to God, I'd never thought that meant that. You know, and the Lord said, see, He said, when a man goes to work on Monday, I said, he's going for a reward. He said, and he gets rewarded Friday, or whenever they get paid. He said, that's the reward of their labor. Their labor. Reward is getting paid for your faith, for using your faith. He said, in other words, he said, you believed me to go to church when your car was down. He said, I had you a car waiting. He said, I rewarded you for that faith. He said, you decided to love your wife like Christ though loved the church. He said, I rewarded you with the fruit that you have in your heart of your faith that you was going to love your wife. He said, when you did that, he said, you entered into faith. He said, you released faith. You knew what that word says, and you set out to do it. He said, that's when you released faith. He's simplifying this thing for us. He said, and I gave you the fruit in your heart. You can't get me to get a divorce, bless God. She can divorce me and I won't sign them. She wants to leave me, praise God. She won't. I'm just giving you a scenario. In here, I have this kind of evidence. I have evidence, proof by Hebrews 11:1. I have it on the inside. If she was going to divorce me, you know what I'd do? I'd sign everything over to her. See, y'all were quiet. I get to keep it that way. You ain't going to get me over in that arena of fear and selfishness, taking care of myself, walking this walk of faith like God can't move in it. You know what? I've seen it. She's left before. I'm leaving. I'm too old for this and blah, 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 blah. Satan pulled that on us, both of us, for a long time as Christians. No. I gave her to the Lord back down yonder. I read the scripture where he said, I'm able to keep that thou commit to me. And I just believed it. He said, give her to me. This is, I don't know, 20, 30 something years ago. And I said, God, I don't know how. I don't know how to give her to you. And he said, shut your eyes. He said, see my hands come down. He said, imagine putting her in my hand. I learned then that God gave me my imagination that I could see him. I could see him. I could see how to do things. Your imagination's by the Lord. It's unique too. Boy, you can lay in bed and I mean you can come up in your head with a purple dotted cow and not even have one nowhere around you. You can imagine it. That's how powerful our imagination is. Well, I gave my wife to God. And I mean, I sat down on that, prayed God. You know what happened? When I did that, that's faith. That's faith. Some people say they have faith, they ain't got no works. That shows you they ain't got no faith. That shows you no faith. You can say you believe God all you want to. And then fool yourself all you want, not us, we know better here. And fool yourself all you want to, and then when hardship comes and you don't fight, you ain't got no faith. You just showed yourself. Make a note of it. Uh-oh. I thought I was in faith. Boy, put the date on it. Oh, I was wrong. My name is blah, blah, blah. But Lord, I'm changing it. I'm changing it, God. The Lord told me one time, he said, if you faint in adversity, he said, your strength is weak. And I wanted to quit when he showed me that. When I seen that in Proverbs, that scripture, I thought, what's the use? What's the use? That's your natural man. Then the Lord spoke to me. He said, build it up. He said, fortify it. He said, don't give in this next time. Don't give in this next time. And he took somebody that was a quitter on everything. And you can't get me to quit nothing now. I actually overdo everything. I try to overdo everything. Why? Because you begin to reward me. See, you got rewards coming. All of your faith, that God sees it, and God is pleased. God is pleased when we believe Him, but when we're believing Him, that's what pleases God. It's not your works. Jesus, the Colossians, it says, as you received Him, walk in Him. How'd you receive him? Right? He said, as we received him, walk in him. I had a revelation to that back yonder. And I thought, well, I didn't do nothing. All I did is said, God, if you're really real, like they say you are, you know, help me. See, I'd already believed on the Lord Jesus. I believed what they said. I believed that Jesus died on the cross and all of that, you know. And I just called on the Lord, and he came in. Been a changed man ever since. Been changing ever since. See, I find that faith is the force of God that leads you into change. Hebrews 11, all of them that did that stuff, they received strength. I was going to get to it, but I done went too far here. You receive strength in your natural man through faith. It said they received strength. They quenched the mouths of lions. I mean, they quenched fire. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched fire. All of the things. Noah built an ark. You know, they thought he was crazy. Why? Because they had faith, and that was showing up in their actions. When God told them to do something, they set out to do it. They set out to do it. Why? Because faith has got action. If you really got faith, you will have action. I told God one time, I said, God, I'll walk to church. I'm going to church. I'll walk if I have to. I'm not trying to hype you. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. I mean, I'll walk. I'll hitchhike. Well, bless God, before I got saved, anybody stop me from going to see Teresa? I'm hitchhiking. So why? Because it's important. It's precious to me. I'm seeking after her. That's what he said here. I'm seeking after her. I crave being with her. I want to be with her. See, and if you're not careful, when you get out of faith, you lose that craving. You lose that motivation. You lose that desire. You lose that sacrifice that you would do whatever you need to do to do what God wants you to do. But outside of faith, you're not going to have that motivation. Well, if I had faith, get in there and get it. Bible says you can get more of it. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, right? Hearing by the word. I came in the other day, and I'm going to close with this. I came in the other day, and I dealt with a lot of stuff that day, and, you know, been a stressful day, kind of like, you know, and a lot of things. And I come in, and I got my cell phone. I pulled me up a good preacher man that I don't have to watch or nothing, you know, what he's going to say. I trust him, you know, and I stuck her down in my pants there and had my earplugs on and told Trace, I said, I got to get me a good sermon going on here. I've had a long day. I could have just went and fell down on the couch, you know. No, and you know what? I got some nuggets out there, and when I got done, I felt like, whoo, I just eat, man. Yeah. Glory to God, got my mind off all that, hallelujah. Got my mind on the things of the Lord, got my mind off all the cares and let my mind rest from working all day. How many knows your mind works? Your mind's all the time working. God made it that way so that we can work it toward Him, so that we can work it towards His kingdom, praise God. So I want to encourage you this morning, if you're walking in faith and believing God, even if you think it's insignificant, you're pleasing God. You're pleasing God. You can't work and please God. Can't go to church enough. Can't read enough. That's not what pleases God. Now, you want to do, we want to do them things, but staying in faith is what pleases God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. And Lord,